Hi, and welcome to the Fundraising Leadership Podcast, Episode 54. I'm Janice Cunning.
I'm Michelle Malloy-Dillon.
And I'm David Langiuli.
Hey, so here we are, and we're going to talk about a topic that I think is pretty relevant for everyone in the world right now, which is how to be with our complex emotions.
Yeah, David wrote a great blog post this week for our fundraisingleadership.org site. And emotions are something that we are all feeling a lot of in these days of COVID-19. So David, why don't you tell us a little bit about...
Well, what do you guys think is the number one emotion that's being experienced right now?
I personally am feeling a lot of, like, in the space sort of... sadness, mm-hmm. You know, grieving of like big things and little things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's a lot of fear.
Fear. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Fear. Absolutely. And before we got on the podcast, there is fear and sadness. Sadness for loss, grieving over loss of loved ones, grieving over loss of opportunity. Certainly.
And routine, you know, even like the simplest little routines. I think people are really feeling sort of judging themselves for saying like, oh, it's like I shouldn't be missing my little, you know, walk to the coffee shop. Mm-hmm. That's still
missing. And there's anger in there too.
Anger,
frustration. Why can't I do that anymore? Why can't I?
Oh my God. There's
go
like,
see my friends and family.
There was a guy so angry. Well, like an old dude who lives in my condo building, so angry at me yesterday. You're not supposed to be out on the beach. I was like, oh, really? By whose authority? He's like, oh, you got to read the notice. I said, I just spoke to the beach patrol. He said, I can be here. But anyway, he was angry.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And we had, Michelle, you and I were on a call with a group of leaders from around the world last night, and one of the folks in that call said, you know, his morning routine is all upended, and just to like, he never worked from home before, and like, well, he has like a very structured morning routine that includes meditation and other things, and that's all upended. So there's some disruption which creates diseased unease.
Mm-hmm.
That's another emotion, like being right. Kind of like, this is kind of weird.
Well, that builds into the anxiety, right? As all that unease and not quite knowing how long quarantine will last, and you know, having these sort of boundless, no parameters around this is frightening for all
of us. And in the fear category, I remembered what I was going to say when we were chatting before we got on the podcast. In the fear category, there's like a couple of classic reactions to fear. Like there's what is called fight or flight. But then there's a third one called freeze.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of people are just freezing right now. Like seizing up, literally. Like the whole system is seizing up.
Yeah.
Can't make any decisions.
Yeah.
Don't know what to do.
But interesting when you say that, like I also remember reading this interesting thing about how there's another reaction, which is also to come together.
Mm-hmm.
That actually,
that's a good one.
Like, that women tend to have generally, like historically, more than men, because in times of struggle, women have needed to band together for their safety, right? And to protect children. Mm-hmm. And I think we don't talk about that a lot, you know?
Yeah, that word protection, Janice, really brings up a lot of stuff for me as a parent, because there is sort of like this instinctual need to protect, like bring those close to you into the nest and protect them, keep them safe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's also, I mean, so this is interesting, right? Because another thing that, and I think this is like, I'm really kind of noticing, like, I think that the arc of sort of the intense confusion, especially for all of the people who like suddenly are working from home, but not really working from home because you're at home and you're trying to work, you know, because there's complex circumstances around that. So I feel like some of the sort of confusion around that has settled a little. And now there's also a lot of inspiration and hope and gratitude that is also here, you know, for exactly what you're saying, Michelle, like people appreciating that they have this gift of time with their family and appreciating, like, you know, that they still have whatever they still have, you know, a heightened sense of that is also here in the world. Yeah.
So it's a soup of emotions with many ingredients.
It is a soup of emotions. And I want to, you know, also acknowledge that so many of us, myself included, are feeling all these emotions often in one day. And, you know, yesterday was a perfect example. I was having a pretty great day. I was handling things well. I was working from home. I was coaching. I was having conversations with groups. I was making lunch with my family. I was, you know, like, felt like it was, I was handling everything okay. And then I said, okay, I'm done working for the day. I went out to make dinner for the family. And I realized, oh my God, it's like a tsunami hitting me right now. Like, it's like the wave is catching up with me right now. And so I just needed to stop everything I was doing for a few minutes and sit down and notice that wave of just, it was all that stuff. It was anger, anxiety, fear, isolation, like it was all of it. It was just sort of like, whoa, here it is. Okay. And let it pass enough that I could get up and make dinner. And then I had a delightful evening with my husband. So,
so what did you score on Judy Orloff's empath test? I can't remember.
Do you remember
the 20 questions?
I think I was at 12.
12.
Somewhere around there. Yeah.
And I scored 16. And I forget, where were you, Janice?
Seven or eight, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So those are all above five, which is puts us all in anywhere from mildly to extremely empathic, which means we sense our own emotions very strongly and others. And for you, Janice, I do believe that comes across in your superpower of sensing space in general.
Well, and it's also, I love that you're bringing that in, because it's also our role to be there to help other people name and process their emotions. Yeah. And I, in particular, have been doing like a lot of coaching this week. And so it's, I'm noticing it's, you know, it's Friday and I'm sort of starting to feel that like sense, you know, it's like letting that flow through us is a big part of what we love to do and who we are in the world. And then there's also a fear for the three of us of like, are we going to be able to do that work over the next few months?
Yeah, because, sure.
You know, we're not sure what the impact of this is going to be on our own business. And absolutely, that's what we love to do. Like, that's what we're here for in the world. That's what we're up to in the world. And so there's, you know, there's a lot of anxiety within the three of us.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yep. Income streams are shifting and changing and drying up in ways that we didn't anticipate just 2 or 3 weeks ago. So we're at the end of week two in terms of quarantine here in North America is when we're recording this podcast. It will be released to the public in another week or so. So things are changing at all times, but here's where we are right now.
Well, the one thing that I I'm enjoying from my perch. I have a perch, like a bird's eye view from my apartment where I'm quarantined. It's not really a strict quarantine, though. We're allowed to go out. And I do see people out walking. So there's like a park that I look at, and which is pushed up against the Gulf of Mexico. And I see people out walking. So that's nice. And I go outside, too, which is helpful and healthy.
And I must say, our other partner in this business, Sylvia, who's in Barcelona, is more strictly quarantined at home because of being in Barcelona. And so that's the other thing, like every time we're still the same thing, we're allowed to go grocery shopping, we're allowed to go for walks. And I've never appreciated going for a walk so much.
I know. It's so true.
Like, tomorrow's my Saturday morning walk, and I'm so excited. And, you know, I was telling you both, like, my dance teacher's offering free dance classes that she normally does in person on Zoom. And so just the creativity of people pivoting and finding ways to do their work, the you know, the sort of gift of, you know, people giving what they can, right, to the situation.
Well, and
yeah.
Yeah, and on the emotional front, just to bring it back to that, and to highlight what you were sharing, Michelle, is it can be overwhelming. It can feel overwhelming at times, especially for many of us who are very sensitive. And as coaches, the three of us, including Sylvia and Margaret, who we're going to be speaking with later, are trained to self-manage that piece of what our internal atmosphere, what we might be experiencing when we're with clients like coaching or when we're training.
And I just have to say appreciation that I and the rest of, you know, both of you have all received that training.
Yeah.
It is paying off in huge ways right now.
It is.
Thank goodness.
And but many of the folks in our audience are not trained coaches. And so we're going to give you all something to try here in a moment to help you with the emotions you may be experiencing. So you might be thinking like, well, I'll just stuff it down or I'll just ignore it. And that's not self-management. Like you were self-managing yesterday during the day, Michelle, but then you had to do something later.
I had to take care of myself. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
So this is an important distinction that I really don't go into in the article. So I'm glad we're talking about it here. You know, more in the article is really to give yourself a break at this time when we are going to have you try something and, you know, have you actually notice what you're experiencing. And if you're experiencing things like sadness or if you're grieving or if you're angry and frustrated or scared, go read the article because there's some stuff I wrote about that just the idea of giving yourself a break during this time is super, super helpful.
But emotions are part of the human experience. Like, it's okay to feel them. It's okay to let them come through and to notice them, to name them and to let them pass a bit. Like, it's part of being human. And stuffing it down might, in the immediate future, feel like what's needed, but it doesn't serve you in the long run.
Right. Yeah, that can actually have adverse effects on you psychologically and physically. Yeah.
Also, people know. I mean, I think that's, we've talked about this, I think, before, but it's like, you know, if you are angry or sad and you don't let yourself name it and feel it, your team is going to know that you're, you know, that that's still going to be in the space. And I think it's also a good reminder for leaders, like, make sure you check in with people how they are. You know, don't jump into business as usual on your Zoom calls, endless Zoom calls that you're having right now, you know, without having the humanity to sort of say, like, how is it working from home? You know, how are you feeling? Like, what's going on for you today? You know, just those little spaces. And then to share, you know, to share your own experience.
Yeah.
Well, it was really refreshing to hear last night, Michelle, from some of our other leaders from around the world, around the country, in the United States, North America, someone in from Australia, you know, who are and they lead, many of them lead fundraising teams, and they're starting to practice this with their teams, creating the space.
Yeah.
Wasn't that amazing?
What they were sharing is that in their teams that they are now meeting with online via Zoom, which is very different and unusual for them, is that there's such a greater appreciation between team members. People are being kind and listening to each other and sharing things, and they all know something about each other's personal life. They may have known that somebody had kids or a dog or something at home, but now they're seeing them on screen. They're seeing them walk by, right? So there's this appreciation for really seeing each other as whole people in their worlds, and they're treating each other differently and with more respect.
Well, and this is pointing to what Janice, that's like the fourth reaction. I'll call it connect. But I have to come up with an F word for it. I can't quite.
There is a word. It's a, I don't know, tend and befriend or something. There's a little, there's a
yeah, it's friend. I was thinking friend. Yeah.
Yeah, tend and
befriend. There's the fight, the flight, the freeze, and befriend. I think befriend is would be it. Okay, that's a good one. So
if
that's
it's not, I made it up, but it's something like
that's
that.
That's good. That's a flash. That's great. So that's what it is. And so we are seeing that reaction.
I have some friends right now who I'm seeing more than I've ever seen, you know, because a lot of my friends live on their own. And so, you know, we've been having these Zoom calls, and it's sort of that, you know, there's lots of gifts in this time. And that's one is this, you know, I have a friend who's phoning me now, and we're talking on the phone more often, and other friends I'm seeing on video who, you know, normally I would see every like couple months. So
when you're feeling fear, you could fight, you could flight, you could freeze, or you can phone.
There it is.
There's the F word, except it's a PH.
Phonetically, F.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. I like that a lot. That also came into our discussion last night. That you know, we do have the telephone, and I just got a text from a neighbor, somebody I live next door to here in Florida before we moved to the apartment. So I'm going to phone him. In a little while here.
I saw somebody on Twitter say, I've never talked on the phone so much since the 90s.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's like, forget texting. All right. Well, let's give people something to try then.
Sure. So what we co-created before we got on the podcast was, we want to encourage you during this time and forevermore to pause and sense what you're feeling. It's helpful when you pause, when you do this exercise, to pause, take a breath, and sense what you're feeling, and then put a label on it, like name it.
Name the feeling, name the emotion.
Name it.
Yeah.
And sometimes it could be a string of, I think in the beginning of the podcast, you know, we talked about the fact that a lot of emotions can be, especially for sensitive folks, can be coming up simultaneously. Mm-hmm. So you might want to write them down even, you know, just jot it down, especially if you have a string. But sometimes it comes as like a very clear, like for you, Janice, very clear sadness, grief, mm-hmm. or it might be fear, or it might be gratefulness, mm-hmm. and gratitude.
Or it might be sadness, fear, gratefulness, gratitude.
Right? Exactly.
I
mean,
I think that
together.
Was part of my tsunami last night, was that right. It was a whole lot of stuff.
Yeah.
All right. At once. Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah, I think naming it also helps distinguish, like, you know, that was one thing I really liked in coaching school. We would talk, you know, sometimes we think angry, sad, happy, like, you know, and it's sort of like, if we think about angry, it's like, is it frustration? You know, that is a different flavor, right? Than anger. So it's kind of like also parceling out, like, what is the exact flavor of emotion right now for me?
Yeah. And a lot of folks, you're like, I'm getting better at, my vocabulary is expanding and around emotions. And some folks have a very rich, rich vocabulary, and others don't. So we happen to have a couple of nice one-pagers at Fundraising Leadership that I'd be happy to share. If you feel like you're having trouble naming the emotion, or it seems too general and broad, just email me, david@fundraisingleadership.org, and I will share with you a one pager that has like some broad categories of emotions and then very specific feelings underneath it that would help you with this. You could put it up around your workspace right now as you do this exercise. You can pause, breathe, ask yourself, what am I feeling right now? Look at your sheet. Oh, it's that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll send that to you.
And I'd like to add another thought to that, David, too. It's like, after you name the emotion, don't judge it. Like, this is just noticing it.
Yeah.
And that's part of like giving yourself a break.
Yes. Here.
So it's just a way, it's an exercise to help you get better at noticing emotion and naming it, which is also a way to sort of remove it from yourself a little bit. It's sort of like you get to take it out of yourself and look at it like, oh, there's anger. Mm-hmm. There's no judge. Like, I'm feeling angry. Like, mm-hmm. that's okay. It's part of the human experience.
This mm-hmm. is not a yeah. doing thing. This is just a being. Like, just,
yes.
yep, just noticing, naming. Yeah.
So. Yeah, not judging, not making it wrong, because if you make it wrong, there's a tendency to want to push it away. And what you resist persists. So if you try to, if you name it and say, well, I shouldn't be feeling this right now, I should be feeling courageous. And when you're afraid, yeah. guess what? You're going to keep, you're like, but I don't feel courageous right now.
Yes.
Anytime you hear that should voice, it's never very helpful.
Yes.
All right.
All right. Well, that was a good conversation. And I appreciate you too. So thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks. I appreciate you both as well. Mm-hmm. Always a good conversation.
Yeah. Thank you.
So I'm also going to invite everyone, we say this every time, but I feel more strongly about asking people to subscribe to our podcast. You know, some people are, I know I am starting to think about like, what can I do to support small businesses and charities and, you know, trying each week to kind of think about an action I could take. And so we're a small business, fundraising leadership, and we need your help. So you could subscribe to the podcast at iTunes, Google Play, or Spotify. You can join the fundraising leadership community. You might already be in it. If you're already in it, thank you. And tell some friends to join the fundraising leadership community so we can build our community up. And that's a sort of simple way right now from your home that you can support us. And we would appreciate that. So we're going to invite you to go put this into practice. Curiosity.